friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music.
And now, here he is, Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Well, every day is a brand new morning since I'm mourning you moved in. Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a million since I've got you living in. Gonna pick the guitar here. He'll stand and knock upon your door if you let him inside. He'll be your constant comforter and he'll keep you satisfied. He'll make himself available no matter where you are. He'll light your darkest night and be your bright morning star. Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend. Good morning, friend.
Every day is a brand new morning since the morning you moved in. Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend. Good morning, friend.
Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I've got you living in. Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I've got you living in.
All right, there we are. Thank you so much, and hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. We got a lot of fine folks dropping by to entertain you tonight. And our special guest, Johnny Cash, right here.
If you should meet some lonely soul who on this earth can't reach his goal, and he's traveling down a road so dark and dim,
dark and dim,
lend a hand, say a prayer, give a smile that he might share. But for the grace of God, it could be you instead of him.
But for the grace of God, it could be you instead of him.
Canada's country gentleman or traveling man, Tommy Hunter, opening the gospel trail by introducing Johnny Cash. Friends, welcome to the show. Tommy Hunter, a Canadian and USA country music icon, passed on July the 2nd, 2026. 10 days ago, at the age of 89, from natural causes in London, Ontario, the place of his birth. The program before you aired almost 4 months ago, but due to Tommy's recent passing, it's appropriate to tell his story at this time. Tommy's grandfather, William Hunter, was born in Brantford, Ontario, and with the pioneer spirit, he traveled across the western United States, settling in Nebraska, where he met and married Tommy's grandmother, Emma Hunter. She was Pennsylvania Dutch. They homesteaded the Omaha area, and they raised 5 big boys. James Hunter, the middle boy, was Tommy's dad, born in 1902. Covered wagons were still headed west to California, and James Hunter was 10 years old when the family decided to move back to London, Ontario. James and Edith Stunden presented Tommy Hunter to the world on March the 20th, 1937. And many of us experience a life-altering event. For young Tommy, it was 1946. At 9 years old, he saw an ad in the local newspaper. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys were coming to town. In 1946, the world was trying to get back to some type of normality after one of the most intense wars ever known. Tommy had no idea who Roy Acuff was. He begged, pestered, and pleaded with his father to take him. And from the moment Roy Acuff stepped on stage, Tommy Hunter was completely and totally mesmerized. It was unlike anything he had ever heard. Young Tommy was filled and bursting with excitement. He would hear the Great Speckled Bird and the Wabash Cannonball for the very first time.
She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. What a beauty!
great speckled bird.
A life-altering event for a 9-year-old boy. That evening, Tommy Hunter found his first friend, country music. He drifted off to sleep, dreaming of what he just experienced. Only this time, he was singing and sharing the stage with Roy Acuff, playing for a huge crowd. On today's program, I'll be including several of Tommy's country recordings. So I'll start with The Flowers, The Sunset, The Trees, followed by Backward Glances Down a Country Road.
I touch a rose petal and I breathe the sweet fragrance it brings. I know there's a God up in heaven, no human could create these things. The oak and the willow, so gracefully wave in the breeze. The dogwood I'll always remember, my Lord one of these. The sunset in its golden splendor, such colors no artist can do. I know when I look on its beauty, each page in the Bible is true. No picture or painting can capture the beauty of any of these. The handwork of God is revealed in the flowers, the sunset, the trees. Backward glances down a country road, the distant music that bids a soft farewell, and the old friends I remember, like the leaves in December, are all scattered down a country road. In the distance, I can see the old home place, and my parents, the way they'll always be. But the wild grass grows over those fields I used to wander, as the years go by like in a dream. Backward glances down a country road, distant music that bids a soft farewell, and the old friends I remember, like the leaves in December, are all scattered down a country road. Far away, I can hear the laughter fade. How it seems so near and yet so far. And the good times and the places, the memories and the faces that made us what we were and what we are. Backward glances down a country road, a distant music that bids a soft farewell. And the old friends I remember, like the leaves in December, are all scattered down a country road. Backward glances down a country road.
The next day, Tommy couldn't eat his oatmeal fast enough, still bursting with energy, telling his mom how much he and his dad enjoyed the show the night before. Finally, he blurted it out, "Mom, please, 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 can I take guitar lessons?" "A railroad family?" "Mom, Edith," said Tommy, "you know that's expensive." The answer was no. When Dad came home, he started again. This time, he was relentless. Nothing was going to stop him. At $1 a lesson, Mrs. Edith Adams would be his teacher. With 40 kids in his class, it was time for recital. Tommy was dressed in white pants, shirt, and bow tie, and he stood clutching his guitar for dear life. He never played a note. Tommy had a stuttering issue as well. With the help of a friend, the stutter was overcome. Roy Acuff, country music, and a $14 guitar took care of the rest. With his family's radio, he was now tuned to 650 WSM Grand Ole Opry on Saturday nights. Tommy discovered Ernest Tubb, Red Foley, Hank Snow, and Eddie Arnold. Here's Tommy with a clip from Gene Autry, My Hero, and Keep on the Sunny Side.
And I'd see Gene Autry go riding across the big screen. The man in the white cowboy hat is a hero to me. He was and he is now, and I guess he always will be. Time takes away many things, but it can't take a dream. And I see Gene Autry go riding across the big screen.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side may also find you. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten. And its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. Sunny side of life. Now let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always, who keepeth everyone in his care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep
sunny side of mine. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life, it will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life.
Later, as Tommy got older, he was allowed to stay up after midnight and listen to the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree and the Eddie Hill Show from Nashville. Still, in his dreams, he could see himself in Nashville on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Soon, his radio dial found the Wheeling, West Virginia Jamboree, and artists like Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, Grandpa Jones, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and from Chicago's WLS Barn Dance, Roy Rogers, Lula Bell and Scotty. Country music wasn't the only thing he was absorbing. He was learning about advertising, too. Tommy's dad worked for the CNR and could get railway passes to travel on foreign railroads. Tickets to the Grand Ole Opry arrived, and Tommy was staring at the return envelope, WSM, home of the Grand Ole Opry. They would be traveling the Louisville and Nashville Railroad, the same train that Hank Williams sang about. At 13 years old, Tommy was traveling through the Smoky Mountains, and that was Roy Acuff territory. Finally, there was the balcony they had talked about on the radio, the big clock they used to sign off and on the air, and the seats that were one time big church pews and the mesmerizing big stage. What a night! He would see the Jordanaires, Red Foley, Hank Snow, Ernest Tubb, Roy Acuff, Lonzo and Oscar, Bill Monroe, Minnie Pearl, Carl Smith, Ferlin Husky, Marty Robbins, Johnny and Jack, Sam and Kirk McGee, Lou Childrey, and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. His 13-year-old mind was a sponge, absorbing it all. The radio broadcast was going out live all across North America, and about every 5 seconds, Tommy was poking the man next to him, and he said, "Did you see that? Did you hear that?" And that was it. His mind was fixed. Someday I will perform here upon that stage in front of that microphone. Once again, here's Canada's country gentleman.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tender snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage thy waiting soul to bless. And sing, on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. In season and off the scent. The tempter snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device, Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, "Now honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason wrote her this song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by, and their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eye. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I'd love to go tagging along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by that old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop, and he gives her a daisy a day. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away.
Judge Strump from Maine wrote Daisy a Day for Tommy Hunter. At the age of 13, Tommy received $1 for his first professional performance, and like his cowboy heroes before him, he found himself performing between films at the local movie theaters. He attained his height 6'4" before his 14th birthday, and he looked sharp in his bright yellow cowboy suit, cowboy boots, and hat he and his dad purchased while in Nashville at the Hank and Audrey Williams Western Corral apparel store. Over the next few years, he shared the stage with Jack Kingston, Maurice Boyer, Al Cherney, Don Robertson, the Hillbilly Jewels, and Gordy Tapp. Whenever someone wanted a hillbilly singer, Tommy Hunter was your man, or should I say boy. He was still in his mid-teens, At 15, he was honing his skills, starting to learn how to read an audience. And then at 16, he auditioned for a theater production of a Carolina-orientated play for the part of a hillbilly singer. Along with the cast and crew, Tommy traveled across Canada by train. New Year's Day, 1953, Tommy was at a friend's house and his dad called and asked for him to come straight home. "What's the matter, Dad?" Tommy asked. "It was just on the radio," his dad said. "Hank Williams is dead." Tommy felt a deep connection to Hank's lyrics and always talked about one day meeting Hank in person. And then he began to play dances and for bars and honky-tonks, always projecting his Roy Acuff wholesome style of performing.
"There's an old wood sign that's just outside of town, and it says, 'If we ain't got it, you don't need it.' This is Bill Jones' general store. I can hear the creaking of the rusty old screen door, smell the penny candy down at Bill Jones' general store. The pipe smoke and tobacco, wet boots on the floor, Campbell's soup and shotgun shells, Bill Jones' general store. The cold and snow would blow against a plastic window pane. The old wood stove would kindle and try to dry the rain. Well, I know the times are changing, but it won't be the same. For now the doors are boarded, Bill and Ruth have gone from town. Rooms are cold and empty, and they'll probably tear it down. But old Herky, Wright, and Whitey, they still sit outside the door, just waiting for a quart of beer at Bill Jones' general store. I can hear the creaking of the rusty old screen door, smell the penny candy down at Bill Jones' general store. The pipe smoke and tobacco, wet boots on the floor, Campbell's soup and shotgun shells at Bill Jones' general store. Bill Jones' general store."
Tommy Hunter, our featured artist, with old Bill Jones' general store. And wasn't that great? Tommy's parents were always supporting his dreams, and he worked many an odd job to survive. His singing career wasn't paying the rent in Toronto, and it wasn't putting food on his table. One of Canada's top fiddle players, King Ganem, was looking for a country singer and a guitar player, and besides singing, Tommy was a very good lead guitarist. It was 1956, and his career took a major spurt forward when he cracked into network television as a regular on Country Hoedown. The following year, 1957, he was asked to record with King Ganem and his group, the Sons of the West, for RCA Victor. Side A was Teenage Love is a Losing Game, and Side B, a Hank Williams song, I Don't Care If Tomorrow Never Comes.
I don't care if tomorrow never comes. This world means nothing to me. I've been lonely night and day ever since you went away. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes.
These recordings were produced by Hugh Joseph at RCA Victor's Montreal studio, the same man who produced Wilf Carter and Hank Snow decades earlier. And once again, friends, here's Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter.
He got here, red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't
seemed to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eye. There ought to be a hall of fame for moms, creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Tommy Hunter, Let's Put Love Back to Work, and wasn't that a great song? And The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. King Ganem was the star of Country Hoedown. Gordy Tapp was the MC. Featured singers were Tommy Common, the Hames Sisters, and Tommy Hunter. King Ganem had toured all over Canada and the U.S. The Hoedown was receiving 2,000 letters per week, so the program was renewed for the second season. And for the first time in his life, Tommy Hunter was able to pay the rent and food bills. But that's all. There was no money left over. The Hoedown soon became a feature in Canadian television. Artists were asked to appear on other popular television shows. The Arthur Godfrey Talent Show was holding an audition in Toronto. Tommy applied and was accepted. A week later, Godfrey asked Tommy if he would be interested in appearing on his New York radio show. At age 21, CBC Radio offered Tommy his own 30-minute radio show. He was still one of the main performers on Country Hoedown, and the Hoedown had a 9-year lifespan. And since the Hoedown was a 30-minute program, they didn't often have guests. One such guest was Jim Reeves. After performing the television show, Jim made it a point to visit Tommy while performing live on his CBC radio show, and on purpose, Tommy sang one of Jim's songs, and Tommy saw a big Chissy Cat smile on Jim's face, and they became good friends. And during the off-season, they took the Hoedown crew on the road from Newfoundland to British Columbia and every place in between. And when he could, Tommy still turned his dial to the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday nights.
It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to try and sell that old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bid, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding? $1, $2, who will make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, it's going for three." Just then, from back of the room, and an old gray-haired man came forward, and he picked up the bow, he wiped the dust from the old violin, he tightened up the loose strings, and he played a melody as pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. Well, the music played, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "Now what am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who will make it two? $2,000, and who will make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, it's going and gone," cried he. Well, the people cheered, and some of them cried and said, "We don't quite understand what changed its worth." And quickly came the reply, why, it was the touch of the master's hand. You know, many a man with life out of tune is battered and scarred with sin. He's auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Grandpa had a piano, and it was built in 1904. Shipped down from Indiana back before the First World War. He'd sit down and crack his knuckles, put his glasses on his head. When he'd start to play, the cat would run and hide behind the bed. Well, his right foot stomped the pedal, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake when the man of 87 played the old
88.
The piano sat in the corner on a sagging hardwood floor, and on top was a crystal candy dish and a picture of the Lord. A faded Baptist hymnal took its place above the keys. We'd take turns sitting by him, he'd nod, we'd turn the page.
Well, his right foot stomped the pedals, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake. When the man, 87, played the old 88.
The old piano's silent now, it don't ring with joy no more. Except sometimes when the cat jumps down when there's someone at the door. Oh, I can see him in my memories with a smile upon his face, sitting at that piano and singing Amazing Grace.
Well, his right foot stomped the pedals, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake. When the man of 87 played the old 88. When the man of 87 played the old 88.
A couple superb songs there by Tommy Hunter, Man of 87 and Touch of the Master's Hand. Tommy was 23 when Stoney Cooper asked him, when's the next time you'll be playing the Grand Ole Opry? Tommy said, I've never done the Opry. And within days, Grand Ole Opry announcer Louis Buck called Tommy at a hotel room in Red Deer, Alberta. Louis said, I heard you'd like to come and play the Opry. Tommy replied, I'm sure looking forward to it. He already had his own radio show and a television career, but the Grand Ole Opry made a kid's dream come true. Roy Acuff was still the king, and Tommy stood where Hank Williams, Ernest Tubb, and Roy Acuff stood. You can't describe moments like that. Mack Wiseman contacted Tommy on behalf of Dot Records, offering him a recording contract. Tommy turned him down. He was just too busy. Shortly after that, Mack left Dot, and he went over to Capitol Records. Again, Mack Wiseman called Tommy, and Tommy did record four songs for Capitol, but to no success. Just days after performing the Grand Ole Opry, Stoney Cooper arranged for Tommy a recording contract with Columbia Records. As a member of the Country Hoedown staff, they did tours of the Armed Forces bases in Canada and Europe. On March the 9th, 1963, Tommy married Shirley Brush. They had been dating for 9 years. Tommy and Shirley would go on to raise three boys. Country Hoedown was changing, trying to move uptown. Producers were taking it in a direction the fans and entertainers were not pleased with. After 9 years, the show was dropped. The CBC then approached Tommy and offered him his own television show. The Tommy Hunter Show started in the fall of 1964. It was first a 30-minute program, then a full one-hour show. The CBC asked Tommy what were his visions for the program. He replied, I'm not sure, but I know what I don't want. I don't want a barn and bales of hay. A couple more songs here by Tommy.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood
be of sin. The double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand, no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne,
Rock of ages cleft for me,
let me hide myself in thee.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. When through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I awake and see her there so close beside me, I want to take her in my arms. The ache is there so deep inside me, and nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. She's seen a rainbow in her dreams so far away, and when she turns to touch me, I kiss her face so softly. Then my Mary awakes to love another day. And Mary's there in sunny days or stormy weather. She doesn't care, 'cause right or wrong, the love we share together. And nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the evening, kissed by the shades of night with starlight on her hair. And as we walk, I hold her close beside me, for our tomorrows, for a lifetime, we will share.
Mary in the Morning was a number one hit here in Canada for Tommy in 1967. Tommy Hunter was a household name. He was on television for 36 consecutive years. Tommy also performed live in concert all over the world for 45 years. As you know, he hosted every major country act in North America. His heroes were Roy Acuff, Wolf Carter, Hank Snow. Some of the artists that appeared on his show are Alan Jackson, The Judds, Johnny Cash, Garth Brooks, Shania Twain, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. They all appeared here in Canada on The Tommy Hunter Show. It was also aired on the Nashville Network, constantly competing for the number one spot on that network. He was awarded a huge measure of respect when the Nashville Country Television asked him to host Ralph Emery's Nashville Now for a short time in 1990. He also received one of the ultimate symbols of a country artist's stature and contribution to country music. He was inducted into Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame, Walkway of Stars. He was also involved with such organizations as the Sick Children's Hospital in Toronto, the Cancer Society, the Heart Fund, and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. In 1985, he released his autobiography, and it was called My Story. After his television show ended in 1992, he went back to personal tours, up to 70 per year. I was fortunate to have seen three of his concerts. Tommy's final performance was on March the 20th, 2012, the place where it all began, London, Ontario. Roy Acuff would be proud. Always a wholesome family program. 16 albums and 21 singles were issued. He didn't have time for the dozens and dozens of studio albums. He was always preparing for his 36 years of coming into our living rooms weekly. The boy from London, Ontario, sang for Kings and Queens, and there's much more to the Tommy Hunter story. I likely should have considered a part two. Awards are the Order of Canada, the Order of Ontario, Broadcasting Industry Achievement Award, Honorary Citizen of the State of Tennessee, Ontario Country Music Association Lifetime Achievement Award, Canadian Gospel Music Association Award, and an inductee of the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. And friends, I hope you enjoyed Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter, in the spotlight today. Friends, our country music world lost one of the greats when Tommy Hunter passed on July the 2nd, 2026, 10 days ago at 89 years of age from natural causes. The curtain falls, and here's Tommy Hunter with our final comments.
You know, back when our show ended in 1992, there was no chance to say a thank you to all those who made our television show a success. So I'd like to take this opportunity now to express what was left unsaid then. It isn't everyone who gets a chance to live out their dream in life, and I'm one of the lucky ones. I'd first of all like to thank CBC Television for playing such a big role in making that dream come true. And I'd also like to thank all of those who worked so dedicatedly behind the scenes on our weekly program. Many of you are here tonight, and I want to thank you for your support. You meant everything to me. Thanks also to the many guests who came to visit us and to stay on as friends. And last but by no means least, thank you to all of our loyal viewers. Come rain or shine, you were always there. Thank you.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen flowing mountains to the south bound by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball." I am a traveling man, following the breeze. Traveling here, traveling there, gathering memories. So let me wander, let me wander. Traveling on my way,
just traveling on my way.
I tell people that I meet, I've traveled far and wide. I'm just one man for company, my dear Lord by my side. So let me wander.
just traveling on my way.
Just traveling on my way.
If I was a sinner, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my sinning, and I'd work on a building too. And I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambler, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my gambling, and I'd work on the building too. And I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Well, if I was a drunkard, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my drinking, and I'd work on the building too. And I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a preacher, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd keep on preaching, and I'd work on the building too. And I'm working on the building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now it's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.